Well, I see Haji Abu Yusuf says, Maulana, let's cross over to my beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. I made dua this morning. Listeners were making dua, and I see my beloved Ustad is looking, mashallah, much better. Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha. We all love you for the pleasure of Allah. Allah Ta'ala keep you strong, Ustad. I know last night after the program, one senior alim sent me a message. He says, don't tell Mufti Saab and don't take my name, but the entire family is making dua for Mufti Saab. Allah Ta'ala keep you healthy. As always, Ustad, I think you should thank the listeners as well. Welcome to the Q&A early this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, the 27th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Zulqa'dah 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and the messengers, and verses number 34 and number 35. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ, and we have not made. Almighty Allah is one and alone, but he uses the royal pronoun, the plural, and is known as a royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, majesty and sovereignty. Only we can do this. All of you, the entire creation, cannot do that. Life and death is solely only in the hands, in the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ, and we have not made for any human being before you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-khuld, that they will that they will live forever. So min qablik al-khuld, before you, that person will live forever. Every human being has come for a certain time, a certain place, and then death will overtake us. That is the system of Almighty Allah. He alone, hu al-hayyul qayyum, he was, he is, he always will be. He is ever living and self-subsisting. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha, everything will get perished and will be destroyed except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we need to understand that Surah 28, Surah Qasas, verse 88, that everything, even Malakul Maut, the angel of death, will die. So that is the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah is posing a rhetorical question. Afa immitta, so what, you will pass away, your demise will take place, for humul khalidun, so will they live forever? Obviously not. Almighty Allah states, innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun, you also, your demise will take place, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they also will die and pass away. So that is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Hence Almighty Allah states, kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut, every living being shall taste death. Remember that. Therefore Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, akthiru zikra hadimil ladzat, remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures, that we living and we living it up, 5-star, 4-star, and we are so happy, suddenly death comes and everything turns topsy-turvy. So remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures, and what is that? Al-Maut, that is death. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu in Ghunyatul Talibin, explained this topic so well and beautifully. And it is mentioned in his famous book, Ghunyatul Talibin. In Arabic it is, obviously. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed daily? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ. But the person going into that grave, into that kafan, into that shroud, he's so busy in the marketplace, in the mall, in the bazaar. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many a grave are being dug every day? See the graveyard. 5, 6, 7 graves vacant. Who will be the next person to be buried? Only Allah Ta'ala knows. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person going to that grave is deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. Today I'm leaving for a holiday to Turkey. Tomorrow my daughter is getting married, and we're going to buy all the trousseau, and what people have, all these agendas. So let us think properly what we are doing. And then وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَوْحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? His health is excellent, wealth is increasing, children are excelling. وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ. O human being, very soon you will be history, death will overtake you. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every living being shall taste death. So we all will pass away one day, sooner or later. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ. And we place you to trials and tests. بِالشَّرِّ, things we don't like, for example, sickness, for example, that there's a fire in the business, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So things a human being does not like, so that's also a trial. Wal khair, and with good things also, Allah is testing us. How? Will we make shukr? So if good thing come, so make shukr, be grateful to Allah. And if difficulty come, make sabr and exercise patience, endurance, fitna. It's a trial from Almighty Allah. Wa ilayna turja'oon, and unto us you will be returned. Jazakallahu khairan to all the listeners who have made dua. Allah Jalla wala reward you. Make dua for us and the ummah at large, the bleeding, the suffering ummah. So daily we should do that as well. Barakallahu fik. Let me give you some news items for interest. That you know, I came back on Saturday night from East London and PE and Queenstown. And then Sunday, you find in a tavern, in a pub, in a bottle store, whatever you want to call it, 20, 21 youngsters died. Now imagine, I want to pose this question. You have legalized alcohol for everybody, anybody. You have legalized abortion for everybody, anybody, on demand. So what are we doing? Are we enhancing, improving the lot of the people, or are we destroying them? So now the minister of police will say, where are the parents? So we will say, where are the police? Where is the owner of the tavern and so forth? So all, everything is for sale. Who is going to worry? So when Islam solves a problem, Islam does not go to the fruit, to the top. Islam goes to the root, and Islam says, "Kullu muskirin khamrun wa kullu khamrin haram." Everything that intoxicates sooner or later is haram and not permissible. Ma askara kathiruhu fa qaliluhu haram. What intoxicates in large quantities, the smallest, minutest quantity also is haram. All these ahadith are authentic in Mishkat Sharif. So therefore, we should know the beauty of Islam. Today, the Western democracies, they thrive on all this, and then you see the results. Allah forbid. Second, Putin and Russia are giving Ukraine such a good threshing that the G7 say, we are going to keep on helping Ukraine. But they're getting weaker and weaker. And this is the easy way to destroy their own economy and so forth. They thought they will apply sanctions on Russia, but things have boomerang against them. And the third one we must remember is this, that people want to go for Hajj and they're having huge, huge problems, like the people from Britain, people from America, people from Canada. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for them. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa and all our masajid and mosques throughout the world. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
0847863132. Somebody says, Ya Ustad, it's an urgent message. It's the son that's sending the message. Mufti Sahab, my parents are not happy at all in Saudi. They're making it difficult for them. And what they said is the agents are just quiet. They took so much of money from my parents for Hajj this year, and this Hajj is a total loss. Can I bring them back, Ustad? The son is sending a message, Ustad.
My brother, don't bring them back. You don't know when they will get the chance and opportunity. I don't know the agents, who they are, and all these things. Yeah, we know one, two agents. But let me be honest about this. What can the agent do? If the agent does the talks too much, they'll put him also in jail, and so forth. So therefore, they also will be silent. Similarly, Sahuk will be silent. They all know if they talk too much there, then they just put you into jail, or they will deport you and so forth. Don't think of that, my brother. Tell your parents to exercise patience. It's a lifetime opportunity. They are there. So I beg you and your parents, don't come back, please. You stay there, and Allah Jalla Wala will reward you with 100 Hajj, inshallah, because of all the sabr and difficulty. Regarding the money they paid, 150,000, 200,000, 250,000 per person. Allah Jalla Wala states, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. They will see the nafa, the benefit in this world and the year after. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif, tabi'u bain al-hajj wal-umrah. After hajj, perform umrah. After umrah, perform hajj. After pilgrimage, go for the minor pilgrimage and vice versa. Fa innahuma yanfiyani al-zunub wal-faqr. It will remove the vices and sins and the poverty as well. So you, O son, you must give encouragement to your parents. No Abu, no Abi, no Ummi. You stay there and inshallah, Allah will reward you. You must not be saying that, yes, I will bring you back and I'll do this and so forth. And remember, tell them they are there in Makkah, they are there in Medina. Go into Sajda, cry to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, hum to aapke mehman hain. Ya Allah, hum Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke mehman hain. Ya Allah, we are your guest. We are the guest of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A Muslim always remains positive. Things go our way, alhamdulillah. Things go against what we desire, then alhamdulillah yala kulli hal. The hadith in Tirmidhi, the hadith in Ibn Majah. So tell them that they must make more and more dua. Allah Jalla Wala will reward them abundantly and immensely.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see the youngster says, Ustad, the brother says, tell Mufti Sahab, a quarter million we spent so far, Ustad.
Yes, you must remember, quarter million is the entry level. So entry level means that they paid 125. They're still going to pay much more. Remember when they send them to Camp D. So that is right there next to Mina, Muzdalifah. Then from there they have to come and perform Tawaful Ziyara. They have to come and perform Tawaful Wida. And as you come nearer and nearer to Hajj and the days of Hajj, the taxi prices also. Everybody just want to fleece the Hujjaj. Corruption is from the top to the bottom there, not only in South Africa, in Saudi Arabia, in the name of Hajj. Remember, they are fleecing and they are robbing the Hujjaj. Therefore, we say they are not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are the traitors for the Haramain. And Murtad bin Shaitan is behind all this.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is golf as a spot halal for Muslims to play ustad.
Not permissible. Remember that people today want to play golf, people want to play soccer, cricket, all that. If you become a professional soccer player, professional tennis player, golf player, whatever, your income is haram, and remember your sponsors are haram, there'll be alcohol, and so many things will be there that you will have to intermingle with the opposite gender and so forth, so on. If you are just playing for fun and so forth, but remember that you are reading your salat on time and so forth, so then you can say it is permissible with conditions. But in this day and this age, these conditions are not available and not fulfilled. So therefore, even part-time, we will say, people will go and play, and then they will have competitions, and the winner will win the prize and so forth. So all this is not permissible. So best is to leave all these things. You want to do something good? Go learn rukub al-khayl, how to ride the horses. Go learn sibaha, how to swim. And learn ramyu. So remember this archery. So these are the things Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to do. In this day and this age, ramyu can mean that learn how to shoot with your gun and revolver and pistol. So that will be good in the case of self-defense, self-protection. You know what to do.
I see Sister Melissa Ustad. She says, good morning to you and to the listeners of Ansar. And she says here that, Sir, Merkaz Sahaba has changed my way of thought. However, it can be dangerous with lack of knowledge. So how do we comment on something we don't know? Melissa Ustad.
Melissa, my sister, we always will tell you what is in the noble Quran. And for you, you should go to Quran Made Easy. It is on the Google, Quran Made Easy, Quran Made Easy. And you will see my colleague's name is there, Mufti, Mufti, Afzal, Afzal, Hussein, Hossen. He has passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdausil A'la. So you read that. Second one, remember that they are the teachings, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. That's what we quote all the time. Then we will quote what the Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Then we'll quote the Awliyaullah, the special friends, like just now I quoted Piran Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. And then in jurisprudence, we follow the four schools, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, the Hanafis. So that, in a nutshell, my sister, is what we believe in and what we teach and what we preach.
Ustad, Dr. Sab wants to know that what's this mutawif that's going around about, Dr. Sab Ustad?
Remember that the Saudis wanted to make quick money, so they want to cut the middlemen out. Always they'll come with fairy tale stories. So now 1 month left for Hajj, so they said for the Hujjaj and pilgrims from America, from Canada and Britain, because there are many fraud agents and so forth, fraudulent agents. So they want to now, you want you, the Haji, must not make the deal with the agent anymore. But they already paid the agent. And now, remember, you must deal directly with them. Now look at this Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, what he did. He cut a deal with the BJP party, one of their agents and so forth, and the Hindus, the Mushrik, the idol worshippers, they will be in charge of our Hajj Mutawif. And it turned out to be an absolute chaos and failure, indictment on the Saudis. Therefore, we say, whenever a foreigner goes there, one of the first words he learned is Mafi Mukh. They got no brains, you know. How can you do this? Now the people paid the agent, and now when they're going to ask for refund, they will get half or three quarter. Then when they come on your app, so the prices are double, and thereafter it's absolute chaos. You see, yesterday I spoke about it in the Q&A. Go to Manchester Airport, it's next to Blackburn, I landed there several times. £65,000, you must multiply that times 20 rand, and then you will know what the huge sum of money. So the Saudis told them, no, you can't come for Hajj, something is wrong with the plane. They just lied to the Hajis. And remember, you tell us we can't come with the agent, and then and you say you must come through you. Now we went through you, and now this is what you do. These are haramis, you must remember this. These are people who are murtads out of the fold of Islam, as far as the leadership goes. That they're only interested in making money and corruption and fleecing the ummah. So that is what they are doing, a real shame and disgrace.
Allahu Akbar. I see Mr. Bishop. He says, sir, I also prayed for your health this morning to God. I'm afraid to tell you my name, sir. And please pass my greetings to Mr. Ibrahim Anderson. Mr. Bishop Ustad.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. We will do so. Brother Ibrahim Anderson is listening, inshallah. So he already got your salams and greetings. So inshallah, how you prayed for me, I pray for you for something greater, Mr. Bishop. In life, you must never be frightened to speak. So you don't want to tell us your name. With me, it's fine. But I know why you don't want to tell us, because you feel that your people will then expose you, and then they will attack you, or they will fire you. You will lose your comfort zone, your wages and your perks. You have to take the plunge into Islam. And when you take the plunge into Islam, Surah number 8, verse 38, Almighty Allah states, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. When a person embraces Islam, then his sins of the past are all forgiven. So imagine the great, great mercy. Life is full of sacrifices. Mr. Bishop, if you embrace Islam lovingly, willingly, sincerely, what you are getting now, Almighty Allah will give you much more. And that is enshrined in the noble Quran. I want you, my brother Bishop, you are my brother in humanity, go to Quran Made Easy by Mufti Afzal Hussain, rahimahullah, and go and read Surah 65, chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. I read for you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When you have taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness, Allah will make a way out from you. We think so difficult. Is impossible. This will happen, that will happen. Nay, that you go and place your trust in Almighty Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give you risk and sustenance from such avenues where you never ever anticipated and where you never expected. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. When you place your trust solely only on Almighty Allah, Allah will suffice for you. So that is the direct message of our Creator, my Creator, your Creator, the Creator of the entire universe and cosmos, my brother Bishop. So think about it. Don't worry about people. What will happen if you die today? What will we say to the Creator? I was frightened of people. Then that will lead to everlasting doom and gloom. So that is our message. That's our prayer for you, my brother Bishop.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. A listener is saying, Ustad, if Ustad could please give a dua and some advice for parents dealing with the loss of their child, how to move on with life, Ustad.
Remember that when you lose your child, and the child is 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, he is the apple of the eye. And now the parents are devastated. You just take the name of the child and you see the tears rolling down. Look at Mustafa, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was, he is, he will always be the exclusive mercy to the entire universe. Allah Jalla wa Ala sends the angels. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to the ummah, to me and you, when you took that child's life, what did the parents say? Innakum qabaztum fu'ada thamarihi. You took away, in English we will translate, the apple of the eye of the father, mother, the favorite child, the most handsome, most beautiful daughter. They said, Ya Allah, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah. And unto Allah is the return. They did not complain, Ya Allah. Allah Jalla wa Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us, O you angels, you build a house and a palace for them, Baitul Hamd, the house of praise. They praised me even at the time when they were so sad. Hence, I will recompense them handsomely. So life is all about test and trial. If everything works according to our desires and whims and fancies, then Allah forbid we human beings are such zalim, tanpot dictators, we will forget Allah also. Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah brings the vicissitudes and ups and downs in life. Sometimes we are healthy, sometimes we are sick. Sometimes we are wealthy, sometimes you must remember we are poor. Sometimes we are very, very happy, sometimes we are sad. All these halat conditions come, so we must know everything is in the control and under the power, authority, majesty of Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
Listener says 15, 16 years old to start.
Yes, remember Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He was baligh. So you, the parents, read this dua. And all of you, you should learn these two duas. Remember, it's holiday time. So one of my lectures there, oh, it was in Klagsdorp, I mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
I said that, see, it's holidays now. Make our holidays holy days. Use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. I want all of you, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, one line, Surah chapter 14, verse 41, Rabbana filli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. We remember our parents every day, not like the kuffar, non-Muslim culture, one day in a year is Father's Day and one day in a year is Mother's Day. That's a satanic culture. Oh, Almighty Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive the believers, the day the reckoning is established, O Allah. And then our brothers, our sisters have passed away, 15-year-old, 16-year-old, we don't know him, but we make dua for him. How we supplicate? Surah chapter 59, verse 10, one line, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. O Allah, you forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us, Ya Allah, with Iman. We can't pray for non-Muslims when they die in that state of disbelief. But Muslims, we must pray for them. Remember, it is a moral obligation. So Surah 59, verse 10, our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. Next one, read Surah Yasin. Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Hadith in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad. Lawadittu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. It is my heart's desire, every one of you must memorize and by heart Surah Yasin. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar. Every one of you should by heart and memorize Surah Mulk Tabarak al-Ladhi. The hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. Every one of us should by heart the beautiful 99 names of Allah Jalla Wala. Allah commanding us, chapter 7 verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by those beautiful names. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man hafidha dakhal al jannah. You by heart and memorize the 99 names of Allah, you enter Jannah. You old, you cold, you can't memorize, never mind. You look inside and read. Man ahsaha dakhal al jannah. Read daily and yet you will enter Jannah. The hadith in Tirmidhi. So all these things we can do now during the holidays, use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I see Joshua Ustad. He says, AK, when will you be in Umslanga? I have a tooth to pick with you. Joshua, we'll start.
So remember that I will be in Durban from tomorrow onwards, and I will be in Masjid-e-Hilal. That's in Overport. And Thursday, I will be there in Avondale. And then on Friday, I will be there in the Sikau Lake Masjid-e-Taqwa. And Friday night, I will be there in Tonga, the Railway Mosque. And then Saturday night in Port Shepstone and Sunday morning. So that is our program. So anyway, anybody, non-Muslim, you want to ask any question, we don't have censorship. You can ask whatever you want to, and we don't take any offense. We want to teach you the pristine Islam, the pure Islam, not what you are seeing on your media that is giving you a slanted picture of Islam. Muslims are terrorists, and Islam is promoting terrorism. All this is propaganda, because they want people not to embrace Islam. But the more they try that, the more people embrace Islam. You know why? وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. They plot and plan, and Allah has His master plan. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah is the best of planners. So that is what's happening. People can see the propaganda going on everywhere.
Ustad, I see Jonah says, I am also a good Jew. I pray for you as well, A.K. Jonah Ustad.
You must pray for your government. They must stop murdering the children. They must stop incarcerating the children and the people. You must pray for Israel, that they come to their senses. And your story about the Holocaust is 6 million people, a big fat lie. That is, Holocaust took place, but 6 million people, highly exaggerated. What is a fact and not a fiction? Currently now, as I speak to you, Jonah, there are 6 million Palestinians who are in the diaspora, and they must be allowed to come back into Palestine, occupied Palestine. Why can a Jutla, any Jew from here, South Africa, Canada, America, Australia, and wherever else, he can enter, she can enter, but a Palestinian cannot enter. So you must pray for them, that Almighty Allah let justice prevail, and you don't have an apartheid Nazi regime who is torturing its own people. Last question.
Somebody says, Ustad, please share some advice on making me continue wearing my niqab. I'm new to it and find it challenging, Ustad.
Yes, remember, you will get used to it. Whenever you find it difficult, cumbersome, then read Surah 33, chapter 33, verse number 59. Write it down, chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ. You address your beloved daughters, your beloved wives, and the believers, the men, they are women, so our mothers, our daughters, our wives, sisters, that they must wear the hijab and the niqab. So that is compulsory. And go read Surah 24, Surah Nur. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, أَلِّمُونِ Nisa'akum Surat An-Nur. Go read Surah 24, verse 31. Pelle adat pir ibadat. First will become habit, and then it will become ibadat. So you continue wearing it, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the noble Quran. Barakallahu fiqh. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.